It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Madsrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2072, recorded Thursday, December 18th, 2025. Chad pops pills. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has some gadgets for the cold winter. I have the last of my stocking stuffer gadgets, and then in the warehouse, we go all the way back 20 years to 2005 to look at some CES gadgets. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now!
And here he is, the jolliest gadgeteer, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I am doing good, sir. And you?
Ho, ho, ho. I'm doing pretty good myself. Happy holidays.
Is there a lot of Christmas decorations and trees and stuff down there? Or not so much?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. The thing is, so my neighborhood that I live in, I feel like is very unique. The HOA is like on top of the special events. And I don't know if it's the proximity to Disney World. Like, I feel like the HOA members in our neighborhood are like Disney employees in their normal everyday jobs, and they bring that into our neighborhood. So our neighborhood gets decorated like very well every holiday. Halloween is especially kind of nice. We have this kind of courtyard in our neighborhood that they add lights to. They put up like, you know, LED cobwebs on some of the, they have like these towers and stuff. So it's fun. It's funny, you know, you hear HOA, a homeowners association, you think, you know, those are fees and, but they manage this neighborhood really well, and they decorate it and they do some really fun
stuff. Oh, that's great.
So yeah, right now things are decorated for the holidays. We have Christmas lights and a big Christmas tree set up in our neighborhood. And then that kind of, you know, goes all over, you know, all over Orlando. Places will do things. This is definitely not the same as New York during the winter and holidays. You know, my mother has been to New York during Christmas when all the decorations are up, and she loved it. She's told me all about it. So not quite the same, but we got our decorations up. Definitely. Definitely. And then the homes around will also be decorated.
That's good.
I mean, speaking of New York in snowy times,
I have a little video of a snowstorm that we had here last week, and you can take a peek at what the park looked like.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
Winter, and airports are messed up, and traffic is messed up, but the park is anything but messed up. Oh my gosh. So amazing. Look at this. Holy cow. That's the best ever. Boy, I don't think the park has ever looked more spectacular. Every branch it does today.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Absolutely amazing. And more people are coming out.
And then the trails, no squirrels.
I guess
the trails
figure,
haven't been like.
We can't put up with this.
It's just snow everywhere.
Wow. Oh my. It is beautiful.
And the sounds, too. The snow dampens all the sounds around
you. Yeah, it does. And look at the snowman, and they built a snow dog.
That's like a perfect snowman. They did really good on those.
That was so cute. And I'm thinking, how did they get ears? And we went over there. The ears are leaves that hang down. It's like a little, like beagle ears. That was so clever.
That is so funny. That is so funny. I love that. That is one thing. I've never lived anywhere where it really snows during the winter, ever. California, Texas, Florida. You know, I've never really gotten a wintry. Now, I've traveled during the winter, especially when I worked for Brian with the magic show. We would travel in snow. We'd hang out in snow. You know, I've got my snowy winters under my belt. I don't never had to live with it, which is different. Before we jump into some gadgets, I want to mention our CES fundraiser. We're raising some funds for CES 2026. It is right around the corner, only a few weeks away. So please consider giving a little bit at GizWiz. Oh my gosh, where are we? What year is this? GizWiz.tv/CES. That is our CES fundraiser. There you can see how close we are to funding to 100% and read a little bit more. Please, please, please head on over there to GizWiz.tv/CES to give a little bit and to find out more. And thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has funded already and it was given. Thank you so much for your generosity. Okay, let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Okay, here's gadget number one.
Ooh, cold weather gadgets.
It has been really freezing here in New York City, and by popular request, I am not redoing my freezing routine with my scarf. Anyway, Dennis and I have been wearing knit caps, and there's one a problem with a knit cap is when we take Charlie out, it's at 3:30, okay? Because in Riverside Park, I can watch the 3:40 Chicago Limited go by under these gratings. Back in the days when there were steam trains, the tunnels that have gratings on the top for the smoke. And so the sun is just setting. And with a knit cap, there's no brim, so you have the sun in your eyes. So one day when it was getting really annoying, I typed into Amazon, does anybody make a knit cap with a brim? Did they mean to say from the clothes collection? or maybe it is from the clothes collection. Oh, wait a minute. It's from Camoland. Okay. C-A-M-O. Camoland. Okay.
Close connection.
It is.
Maybe it's Close. Maybe it's French.
The peak.
With a peak. Okay. All right. Oh, okay, 30% wool, but there's a there's a full lamb, even though it's just 30%. Okay, Camoland. So
there's the bill.
It's pretty neat, actually. Oh, ear flaps.
Ooh,
that
they can fold up if you want.
Okay,
but wait. There's more.
But wait, there is more in the package. Now, let me tell you about this. I just bought another one as a spare. So I bought one as soon as Dennis already said, buy me one. So I got one delivered the next day for Dennis. And then I thought, you know what? I think people who live in cold climates would like to know about this because this is included. All right. This is great, all right?
I assume it's for your neck?
Yes. With this little neck thing.
Maybe it's one of those, like, what are the...
Like that?
The things you put your hands in.
And,
I'm just kidding.
And it can go up like that if you want.
And then... actually, this can go...
And put the ear flaps inside that.
Cozy.
Now, how much would you pay? This is really... I have to tell you, this has been a game changer because it is really warm. And I forgot. What was your, do you have a guess as to how much they were before I told you?
$35, $40?
$35, $40.
Yeah.
Okay.
$25 on the low end. Yeah, $35
on
the high end.
I can't believe this. It's $20.
Yeah, okay? Wow.
And take a look at the ratings. 4.5 out of 5 stars from almost 5,800 people. Okay, they call it the winter beanie with visor and ear flaps for men, but women can wear it too. And for some reason, I didn't realize that. Looks like if you don't want the neck scarf, it's
$17. Oh, it's only $17.
But if you're in a cold climate, make sure you get the set. And, oh, you know what? You can actually use the bag it comes in for your hands. Wow.
Oh, there you go.
What a deal.
Yeah, it's funny because when sometimes I take out the dogs and I'm like a little chilly. It's Florida, so it's not too chilly. I take the doggy bag that I'm about to take, you know, pick up their poop in, and I put it on my hand, and I use that as my little glove, and I put the other one in my pocket and I walk around.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
just make sure you make. Just remember not to do that after they've done their.
Exactly. Yeah, you're walking home cold with a cold hand.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Cold. I like this. This is inexpensive. I think it looks stylish, and that neck edition, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's really been great. Yeah. It's helped a lot.
Yeah, that's nice. Nice and cozy. I like it. Okay. With that, I picked up an extra gadget, so let's take a look right now. Another Chad extra here, and this one comes from Amazon with not that exciting of packaging. Here's the gadget, the whole gadget, nothing but the gadget. Can you guess what it is? It is a pill popper. So here it is on Amazon. It is made to get those frustrating blister pill packs and make it easier to push the pills through to the other side. So I have a few. Waffles is being the pill guardian here. I have a few. I thought it was fun. I had a
this is a great idea.
And also a laxative. So we can try both of those, you know, depending on what you need. We also just have some other, like, allergy medicine and then that pseudoephedrine type stuff that is.
What are you running a drugstore?
So here we go. Let's try it out.
I like to have options.
How it works is that
if you get sick, I don't like going to the store.
The pill
I like
down
run into
this
my cabin.
Area, which. It will hopefully be caught inside,
wow,
which is kind of convenient.
Great.
And then it's just a spring on the other side. So let's grab this one and push. Oh, hey, look at that. It popped out to the other side. And yes, there is a pill inside. That's actually pretty nice.
That's great.
There you go. And then... I just kind of want to see. Okay, that's actually not difficult.
Some of them are much more difficult than others.
Some of them are impossible.
Yeah, exactly. This one, pretty easy to do with my finger. Let's try the pill popper. Eh. Okay, hey, there you go. Worked again. Okay, let's try this tiny little itty-bitty one. I'm going to try with my finger. Not that hard. Let's try with this one. Also not that hard. This one is the Imodium. This one is hard. This is like a paper backing, and I only have one of these, so I'm going to try to put that in there. But look at that. We have a situation where it's larger than the others, so the cutout in the middle here is made for the size. So we're going to try to line that up there and then push. Oh, it broke in half.
Ooh, it still worked though. Oh my gosh, it completely destroyed.
Oh.
Oops. Okay, well that one, it's dust in there now. Okay, well that's not exactly. Here's another long one. Oh my gosh. Okay. We'll work on it this way. Let's try this. Ooh, that one worked. That one did work. That was Allegra. There's still a paperback. So that one is in there. There you go. Whoa, I'm getting pill dust everywhere. I got to dust up for the cats right after we record. Not expensive. It's only $6.30.
Wow.
Look at this. You can get a whole bunch of them and save some money. That's a little silly. Maybe you have a store, a general store. There you go. The pill popper. You could easily travel with and take on the road with you.
There you go.
I think it's very clever.
Yeah. It worked pretty good. The pill that I struggled with the most, it also struggled with and kind of crushed. But other than that, especially if you're someone who has a pack that wants to transfer them from these into like a pill container and you just got to get through a lot of them, and looks you can get this gadget in a lot of places, that would be nice to use. So there you go.
Yeah, I think it's clever. I never saw anything like that. That's great.
With that, back to you for another gadget. This one.
Okay, we're going to do another cold weather gadget. Actually, there are two of them within this piece, and here they are.
New York City's in a really cold spell. One day last week, I got up, and it was 19, and the weather forecaster said, but don't fear, it's going to go up to 21.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered a lot of stuff. I hate being cold outside, okay? And I try to walk 3 miles a day. And I found a couple things you may not know about, okay? All right, so everybody knows about these guys. I already went through the first pack of them. So I bought another pack. You know, these are the standard hand warmers, two in a pack. Take them out.
Oxygen
look like
activated.
This. And then you just squeeze them, and about 10 minutes later, they get hot, and they stay hot 8 to 10 hours, okay? Actually, these are my morning ones, and it is just about, well, it's almost 12 hours. They're kind of warm, okay? They're not hot. But here's the problem with these. Is during the day, they start wrinkling up, and they're in your glove, but they're like this, all right? And I thought, does someone make maybe gloves that have these built in?
Mm-mm-mm. Or a place for them built in?
Designed to hold hand warmers in your gloves. Oh, this is so funny.
They give you the hand warmers.
It's the same company. So are they... Oh, well, okay. We'll find out what they are together. Oh, what are we just...
But they're like liners?
Hi.
You know what?
I'm a talking hand. Boy, I...
Yes, it turns out they're like glove liners.
Let me see.
Yes.
No instructions.
What does the picture show in the front?
I'm not clear about how this works. So your fingers come out the other end? Oh. Is it? You know, it would be nice. Oh, it shows the thumb comes out. So I guess it has to go this way.
I have very thin gloves, so these
like
do fit under them, and they do help, but they're kind of Mickey Mouse.
Doesn't it look like that's the way they want it? All the fingers are out, and the thumb is out. Mm-hmm. It gives you less use of your gloves.
Do you ever use these pads, Chad?
I've seen the heating pads before, and I've used those before.
Hold the package.
Hold the pad in place when you put the, so it doesn't slide around your glove.
The package goes in first.
No, I think you put, then you slide the package, you pack the tab in there.
Oh, I see what you mean. But you know what?
Yeah, I've used those hand warmers before.
And the package they want on the top, but I decided to wear them backwards so that
the package is in your palm.
I guess. I saw a little video, okay, online on the company website. So your thumb goes in here. And then, see, I'm not crazy about this. The woman in the video makes it look so easy. You put the packet in here. You know, maybe I should start with maybe a flat pack.
I'm going through all my hand warmers.
Yeah, exactly.
It is easy to get.
It was like me with the pills. I went through $10 of pills to show off a $6 gadget.
I open one of these and cut it too deep, and then you have stuff all over.
Oh, Simpson Rachel said get rechargeable gloves.
Oh, now,
because they're worth it.
It's a little flatter before. Boy, I'm not crazy about this. First of all, I don't like the fact that it's at the back of your hand. You know, I wonder if I could...
It's just in the way of you using your hand.
I decided that on a cold day, I'll probably do it
on backwards.
But most of the time, I'm going to just end up using a pad.
In other words, I'm doing it opposite the way they want you to do it.
And I wonder if the thumb hole won't quite be perfectly
aligned.
Now
I have it on opposite the way they think you should do it. And it makes it easier... For me, anyway, to get this pack in there.
Yeah, that's pretty finicky.
Yeah.
All right. They want you to do it the other way. I'm going to do it this way because I like feeling it on my palm. And now my regular gloves.
And these are gloves that let you use your phone. So they have.
I bought a big box of other kinds of heaters that I did not know about. What do they look like? Oh, there'll be no demo. Toe heaters, okay. This is $30 worth of heaters, okay? $30. Okay. Toe heaters, two packs with adhesive.
Oh, wow.
Ultra thin.
That sounds like a good idea, actually.
How many of those do you get? You get 10 of those.
Finished Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Stocking stuff.
You get hand warmers. Oh, well, you know what? These are super long lasting, up to 11 hours.
One the others extra
say
hour.
up to
10.
Oh, super.
The 10. I
up
don't,
to 10 hours. Big deal. Up
right.
to 11 hours. And what else do we have in this box?
And there's one other thing that really surprised me.
Up to 18 hours.
18.
Now, how much would you pay? Extra large body. I don't want to open the package because they instantly start heating, okay? Super long-lasting, up to 18 hours of heat. Extra large body and hand warmer. Or any warmer. Sit on it. No. Chad and I are going to patent that.
Sit on. Yeah, exactly. A butt warmer. In the large warmer, I was thinking, why when I was in Scouts and I was cold in the middle of the night in my sleeping bag, did I not throw hand warmers into that bag? And that throw that by my feet. I would have been a little happier and that would have been nice.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Cause I was thinking, why would you need something that lasted 18 hours? But you could use it during the day, and that's perfect at night in the sleeping bag.
Or if maybe, like, you know, there is a little bit, you know, 10 hours by hour nine, it's a little cold, you know? And so maybe with that, you could throw it in a jacket even, like a, like an inner pocket. That might be nice if you're super duper cold. Yeah, I agree that the gloves, not so great.
Not so great.
Yeah.
And when they went down a little, I paid $12. Now they're $11.
Yeah.
But I'm not crazy about them at all. And the warmer variety pack, I don't know, if you have a bunch of kids, you might want to experiment with these. The toe things, I'm actually going to try.
Yeah. This looks like great for a ski trip.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
You go into the ski lodge, make sure you buy this, and then hand them out as the trip goes on. Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. I like it. Okie dokie. Now it's time to get a little bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. This is the last of my stocking stuffer gadgets. And this one is one of those in the category of maybe it's not so crappy. I recorded a video of it earlier, so let's take a look.
We're back at it with another stocking stuffer gadget. And this one came in a little bit larger than I expected. But this is a teeny tiny label maker that is shaped like a old-fashioned typewriter, which is just super duper adorable. So inside the box, you have the printer, some instructions, and then we go, and then just a cable, so USB Type-C. Inside, you have just the printing paper here. Looks pretty good. And then it's so fresh that we can even peel off these little custom things here. I'll do that in just a moment. The charging is on the back, and then in order to actually cut it, you would actually pull this down like you would a little typewriter. So let's go ahead and turn it on. You need a little bit of charging, but all you have to do is press and hold the power button to turn it on. You have these other two buttons, and once you set it up inside of the app, they'll do what they say. So this middle one is honestly my favorite. It's the thing that I think is kind of the coolest thing of this device. If you click it, it will just print the date. Now, this is the current date. And what's nice is that this could just go straight on top of food or maybe like leftovers. So you know exactly what day that you put them inside of your fridge. This custom button can be set up in the app to just be whatever you want. I have it set up to be the Gizwiz. And it's in a funky font, if you can see that. The printer is very highly detailed, which is nice. And then it can also connect through an app. Here's the app, just to kind of here. I'm going to hit cancel on this thing. You can just quickly choose continuous label. We can either do text, a painting, frames. We have all sorts of options. I'm going to choose a sticker. And then I recently chose that, but you can do a shovel. Let's see, we can add, kind of a few of them. Let's add is that a weird looking baby? There's all sorts of stuff. Oh my gosh, let's add a turkey. There we go. And then when we're happy, go ahead and print it. Print. And there you go. So you can do very, very detailed, nice stuff with this label maker. I think that maybe out of the box, it's a stocking stuffer, but the box definitely adds a little bit. The price is honestly incredible. Here it is on Amazon.
Oh my gosh.
It's only $10. I think that this is a fantastic custom label maker for only $10. And then, let's see, I honestly haven't looked to see if there's any other labels. We'll have to do that after the show or on the show. So there you go, a $10 cute little label maker that I bought on this day. Back to you guys.
The day function
I think that's nice.
Yeah, the day function is the thing that, like, if I had this in, which I think is going to go into the kitchen, that's what I'm going to use this for all the time. The fact that I don't have to load up an app, I don't have to do it, you know, I just have to load it up originally to set the date. You do have to get the app, install it to tell the label maker what day it is. But once you do that,
Does it change automatically?
Yes. Yes.
What do you
have? Yes. So it should remember and keep up. I have not had
great.
It for longer than 24 hours, but that is a feature that yes, it should do. Absolutely. Yeah. And so like Stephen Toronto's asking, can you do the Gizwiz logo? You can import little things in there. Here it is online. Here's the Amazon page here. Let me roll it right back up. One thing that I still do want to find this make ID. Let's find some of, they do all sorts of stuff. Let's see if I can find some more printing tape. Looks like they have it. They have it, but
how much it refills?
Yeah. I need to go back and find
$35. Oh no, it says kit, three rolls.
Has it plus the three rolls. So how much is that? So that's 20.
Oh,
bucks.
I see. Oh, I see.
So let me see if I can get. I need to just find. Aha! Here we are. Click. I can't see the price yet. Oh wow! You get gold. Oh look. $10. For different, and there's different options. It's like if I wanted limey yellow, it's $10, and it looks like you get 13 feet of label. Yeah, looks like I'd look for Q1.
Pretty nice.
Tape refills is what you'd look for. There you go. Yeah, so
very nice.
Not too expensive. For the refills either, which is fantastic. And like I said, like it could do the funky fonts. You can download all sorts of weird little fonts, do frames on your labels. I'm actually pretty impressed with how much is packed in there. And I don't know if that price is time sensitive for only being $10, because it feels like more than a $10 product.
Absolutely.
Honestly. There you go. And I also love that little cutting feature. Okay, with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Okay, thanks to Mo Torres, he has taken hundreds of my videos, VHS videos, and digitized them. I often don't like to see my stuff of the past, so I have not watched this video, but it is at World News Now. I have come back from CES 2005. With some gadgets I found. So we're looking at gadgets from 20 years ago.
Oh my gosh, exciting.
Our Gizwiz, Dick DiBartolo, recently returned from the Mammoth Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And he joins us now with a look at some of the newest gadgets, some toys that could help some save some time and get organized, right?
Absolutely. We have some fun stuff. I found out at the show that about 50% of all business travelers are women. And 50%
of... You didn't
know that, Dick. No, and that consumer electronics, about 50% of them are bought by women. Mm. So this is from Anika. They designed a line of bags, rugged bags, for carrying consumer electronics. For example, this has an internal laptop bag. The laptop bag locks inside. You can buy a wheeling suitcase that this locks down to. And so, and they have all different styles. They make a camera bag, and they start at $15 up to $190. And that's going to be available starting in March at Circuit City. It's called Anika, and they have four different patterns.
And it's a great change because, as you were saying in the past, the only color you could ever get it in was black. You know, everybody carries these black computer bags, black purses, yes. Or whatever. So,
so now you
can
have
color coordinate.
Color coordinated and fashionable and rugged. This is from Go Video. This is their dubbing deck. So your movies, all your home movies are on VHS. Put VHS in, you can copy them to DVD, mm-hmm. but it has something new called Yes Technology, and what Yes Technology does...
We love a technology.
It goes through your movies, and it makes a picture of the beginning of every scene, and it puts a chapter number on it. Then it sends this to your printer. So now your whole movie is not only on DVD, but you want to see that swimming scene, you know, to click and just go to channel, to chapter 38. So it's really neat. And that technology is built into this. It's called Yes Technology, and this is from Go Video, about $350 or under.
Wow.
This little guy is from JVC, and this is their new media recorder. I don't know, let me tilt this screen down a little here. It's a little hard to see. But no tape in this. It records on a micro drive, and this is what a micro drive looks like. This is a 4 gigabyte micro drive, and it records in something called MPEG-2, which is DVD quality. This is almost broadcast quality.
Wow, and it's so light. It's
amazingly,
can I take it up?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You just bought it. Okay, and it comes in two different formats. It also takes still pictures, 2 megapixel still pictures, and that's gonna be about $1,000 from JVC, and it's called their Avirio Media camera. This is neat. This is the Mego smartwatch. Now, you may notice that in the band, there's a USB port here.
Oh my gosh,
and
USB-A.
What this is,
look at that massive.
Cal, can you believe
that? You're not going to take a computer with you. You plug this into your computer, the software comes up and says, what files, what photos, what do you want to take with you? It downloads it all to the watch.
That's
okay.
Amazing.
There's 512 megabytes of memory in here. When you go to your friend's house, you say, I need to do a little bit of work. Plug this into his computer. All your files and everything that you want to work on. And then you work on it there. When you go back home and plug it back in,
another.
It updates your home computer.
Wow, that's amazing. You think about how many of us travel and just lugging your computer along. If you could just do it in a watch.
In a watch.
That's fabulous.
$230 or less. This is from Garmin. Let me just push this little button down the bottom here. This is, last year we had the Garmin Forerunner 201. Mm-hmm. This is the Forerunner 301. And what this is, as you jog, it keeps track of your distance.
Garmin is still big.
Wow.
Okay. You're not going
to
see maps, but if you get lost and you hit go back,
Garmin,
you can follow the arrow.
It's like having your own OnStar kind of with you while you run.
Yeah.
Well, what they've added this year is two things. A virtual partner. So if you're competitive but by yourself, you can tell the little guy how fast to run and you want to keep up with him. And they've added a heart monitor, a wireless heart monitor. So you can pretty much then go back to your computer and download your results.
And track them and see how
exactly,
you're doing over time.
Exactly. So that is from Garmin. It's called the Forerunner 301, about $300. Mm-hmm. And you said about getting organized.
Yes.
This is Keyboard Organizer. And yeah, I'm going to just open it. It's a regular keyboard. This is a wireless backlit one. But inside is a way to, I'm going to let you hold that up while I pick up this other thing.
Okay.
They make many models starting at about $20. And this is their high-end model, which is wireless and a backlit keyboard. But it's neat because all that space under there is normally...
Use it for something
exactly,
now.
Exactly. And our final guy is from Ovidian. Let me just see if I get this guy going up here. Ovidian, this is a multimedia recorder. And what this lets you do... I'll hold it this way as I try to boot up a little video here. You can carry about 20 hours of video. Let's push that. And then let's go down to video and push that. What happens with a lot of these devices is that they go into automatic shutoff.
But you would use this to watch, you were saying, DVDs on the plane?
Go on the airplane, take your favorite movies with you, and put on headphones, and then you can watch it. And what's neat about this, it has something called, there we go, we can see. You see that there? Okay, what I'm going to show you is that the screen has something new called organic LED, and no matter how you tilt it, the screen doesn't get dim.
Ah.
Is that amazing?
That and actually is really good for those that day
also,
and age.
You can also store your still pictures in there.
It looks amazing and for that
one day
and age.
How much?
That's going to be about $600. That's from Ovidion, and it's called the Ovia Portable Multimedia Player.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. So many great things here.
If you missed stuff, go to gizwizbiz.com. Links to everybody's website.
Thank you so much for joining us.
We're packing. We're going.
We'll see you soon. And again, the website is gizwizbiz.com. .com, rather. Dixie Bartolo, again, thanks for joining us. And you are watching World News Now.
That is insane. I mean,
it is funny, isn't it?
So many of them are just either obsolete, you know, or like, you know, oh, yeah, that.
And it never came out.
And then it's so funny to see Garmin watches to me, because Garmin running watches are the industry standard for running watches, and they're still making stuff to this day. And then that funky 512 watch. Oh, my God. It's hilarious. That's hilarious. Thank you so much, Mo, for digitizing.
Yeah, that is right. Also, it's kind of interesting is how things have changed. When I first started on World News Now, they said, do you want to come in every week and do like a 2-minute spot? Or once a month, we have something called the long spot, and it's like 6.5 minutes. And I said, I'd rather come in once a month. That'll be great. And that was a long spot. Right. And now the long spot is down to 3.5 minutes.
Right, right.
Because
right.
they have so many more commercials in the
commercials
show.
Are just like, yeah, all the producers know we got to keep them quicker. We
yes,
can fit
yes,
in five
yes.
more stories. Like, yeah, absolutely. It's yeah. crazy. With that.
Yeah, Mo, thanks for that.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks, Mo.
Yeah.
Let's head into the letter. Now.
All right. So the letter is not a letter, but it is a postcard.
Oh.
And I wanted to ask if, Chad, you got one of these yet, or anybody in the chat room got one. So we showed those heating pads earlier in the show, and I got a postcard from the people who make the hand warmer offering me a $15 Amazon credit, a gift card, in return for a 5-star review.
Oh my gosh.
Or with a video. This is pretty ballsy. With a video, if you prefer to write a 5-star review with just a photograph, we will send you a $10 gift certificate.
This is
terrible.
Crazy. Yeah. There, and it's funny because I think that if they send that along with the original gadget or whatever, I think Amazon does not like that. I don't think Amazon likes.
Yes, there's something here that's very funny. To ensure account safety, avoid uploading any pictures of this in your Amazon review section.
Exactly. Yes,
have you ever gotten one of these?
I've seen them in the gadget and known like,
yes, I have too.
You know, I don't know if they ever suggested that I would get an Amazon gift card out of it. Or maybe there was one or two that was like $5 Amazon gift card, something like that. That one's expensive. That was a good gift card. That's yeah.
No,
they're fishing for good reviews. Excuse me. And yeah, that's like not Amazon will not be happy if they find.
No, it. No. I didn't fall for it. I said it's either $50 or nothing.
Exactly.
I'm not putting my integrity on the line for 15.
Exactly.
Let's talk some big bucks here.
You're gonna have to.
No, that was just
with a lot more.
I was just shocked when I read. Are they kidding me?
That's crazy. Yeah. It shows just how valuable good reviews are, and I mean, it really is. If you're searching for something and you need to be in those top 5 gadgets that shows up, you have to have insane reviews that everyone's happy with you and things like that. It's just like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's hilarious that you got a another piece. The other thing that kind of freaks me out about that is the seller has my address. Like, I kind of thought that it was a little bit more private.
Oh, that, yes, right? You know, that is interesting.
You know, it's like I thought that I was having a situation where I was talking to Amazon only, and now some random seller has my home address and is sending me mail that I didn't want. It's, that seems crazy on top
that,
of it.
That, yeah, that is very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Thank you for sending that over. And a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys support us every single episode. Every episode we make, you guys support us. We cannot thank you enough. If you like the GizWiz, please consider becoming a patron over at patreon.com/gizwiz. There you'll support us every time we upload an episode. Or you can give via PayPal at our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. Click that, and there'll be a PayPal link on that page to give that way. There's a third way to give right now for limited time, seasonally. You can also give through the CES fundraiser, which I mentioned at the start of the show. Head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, and right there at the top is the CES fundraiser, and you can check it out right there. And once again, thank you to everybody for your support of our show. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live. We record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If we have a schedule change, it'll be posted right there at the top of the website. Join us and chat along with the chat room and our fantastic group of community that we have for the live show. And if you miss the live show, please catch us after the fact on our website or our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts. Head on to gizwiz.biz, that's Ziggy D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder about a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the last time you'll get a reminder, I guess. Well, yeah, this is the last time you'll get a reminder before this gadget is finished with. So get a guess in over gizwiz.biz, 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for clever, hilarious, and funny answers. And I hate to give this one away, but it is a way to funnel in whatever type of soda you want into another. You know, sometimes you want like suicide soda, you know, you get like Coke and Dr. Pepper and Sprite and Fanta. You just want every type of soda. This is the funnel for you. It has two spouts. If you think you know what it is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. Do it soon. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.